Welcome back. We are getting ready to introduce you to another tool that will help you build your website and maintain it. And this particular service has a wonderful feature because they also help you protect your website. And the thing that you're going to like most about this particular service is the cost, because it's free. Let me introduce you to Cloudflare. So we head down here on our course links page. We're going to click on Cloudflare. You'll notice up at the top, it says it's going to be manage our domain. Now, if you have an existing domain, you will have some additional steps, and we'll have a technical video that we can link that we'll link to on this page for what to do if you have an existing domain. We're going to walk through the steps for the new domain that we created in Hostway. Now, before we go too far in this page, we actually want to open up our domain name provider. In this case, it's Hostway. And we're going to open up the in another tab in the browser. We're going to open up our Hostway account because we're going to need to have access to both of these things as we set up Cloudflare, because essentially what Cloudflare is going to do is it's going to talk to our domain provider, which is Hostway, and control that domain. So we're going to show you how to do that. We're going to log in to our Hostway account right here. And once we log in, we're going to click on the domain name link. Of course, here is the domain that we're wanting to use. It's the hometownchurchofchrist.com address. Now that we've done that, let's go back over to our other browser tab and finish setting up our account for Cloudflare. So, as per normal, we're going to go ahead and get our email address and our password copied and place those in there as we sign up for Cloudflare. We're going to create an account. We're going to hit add site. Then Cloudflare is going to tell us that they're going to query our DNS records. You don't really need to be terribly literate on what a DNS record is. We'll teach you some more about that, and we'll have some technical videos about it. But essentially, what they're going to do, especially if you have an existing website and a domain that's already configured, let's say you've had a website in the past, they're going to look at all of the records that exist for your domain name and make sure that they carry those over as they begin to control your DNS for you. And we'll be able to change them based upon that. But when you select a plan, you're going to select the free website. You're going to confirm that that's the plan that you want. And they do an incredible amount of work here to provide an incredible tool for free. As you can tell, there are certainly paid options that have an increased value, especially to business customers. So that may be something to consider down the road. We're going to copy this over in this area under the type of an A record. There are a couple of different types of records within domain name spaces. One of them is called an A record. And notice there are some others right here. If you look at them, there's an A record. There's a quad A record. There is a CNAME record. MX records have to deal with email traffic. So if you see MX records in your domain name settings, it's generally because of having email service tied through that domain. There are also text records, TXT. Those text records we will use when we get to the video about claiming our Google Maps location for our congregation or our Google business. The one I want to point out right now and show you how to connect up is the Quad A record. We use Quad A records for the IPv6 address space. Now, if you remember in the video when we created our server at DigitalOcean, we selected a checkbox that said to also use IPv6. And we said that Google especially as a search engine likes servers that use IPv6, and you get a ranking boost, generally speaking, if you utilize IPv6. So since we turned it on, we want our domain provider to actually know how to use it. So we're going to select this quad A record and then insert our IPv6 address from our notes that we copied over from DigitalOcean. So let's go through those steps right now. Again, we're going to type out exactly the same thing as what is in that in the A records. So the hometownchurchofchrist.com, and then we're going to paste in the IPv6 address. And then we're going to type www and paste in the IPv6 address. Now that we've done that, you'll see that the two sets of records are identical except for the addresses, and one of them is the quad A and one of them's not. Once we hit continue, Cloudflare will inform us of what our current name servers are. Name servers are systems out there on the internet that inform a visitor how to get to your website. Your website exists on a server that has an IP address, but you don't want to have someone come to your website by typing in 159.174. That's a bad way to do it. We learned that a long time ago. And so what we did is we created a domain name system, which is, think of it like the city address you have. You've got the numbers for your house number. You've got the street name. And it's much easier to find that than, let's say, for instance, we decided to do maps and cities just based on a grid structure. Well, I'm in E4 and I'm plot 7,500. It would just be bad. So in the internet, what we do is we create names, domain names, that are an easy way to navigate to what is actually an IP address. So what we're going to do now is we're going to connect Cloudflare, which is going to manage our domain name as if it were a map for the internet. And it is going to connect to our domain name registrar so that system all works. But it works using name servers. These name servers keep track of all of those DNS settings. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our existing domain, and instead of having it use the name servers of the domain name registrar, for instance, Hostway, and instead of using Hostway's name servers, we're going to use Cloudflare's. So notice how we do this. First of all, we're going to make sure we have our Hostway site open. You remember we already opened that in another tab. So we've got Hostway, we're logged in, we can go insert this information. So let's see the steps to do that. First thing we're going to do is copy one of these entries, connect over here to our Hostway, and we're going to hit edit on our domain name. Once this loads, you'll notice in the top right corner an area that says name servers, and you'll see the identical information that Cloudflare showed us on the other page. So what we're going to do is replace the information with Cloudflare's name servers that they've shown us on this page. So we're just going to copy each one and replace each one in turn to make sure that we connect our domain name to Cloudflare. So we're going to click update. Wait until this finishes. Okay, it says we've updated the name servers. Now we're going to step back over to the Cloudflare tab and click continue. The Cloudflare will take you to a page that looks like this, where you will have a button to recheck the name servers. Essentially, what they're going to do is they're going to go out into the internet to your domain registrar and say, what are the name servers for this address? And once they see their name servers in that field, they'll let you know, great news, we've connected Cloudflare, and we're now not only protecting your site from DDoS attacks, but we're also managing your DNS now. So Now, those records that we put in are live on the internet. As soon as we made those changes and connected up the name server, now hometownchurchofchrist.com points to 159-65-22037. And the IPv4 address, that allows us to now have control over our domain name. And this will make it possible for us to use that domain name to set up our very first website.